This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, at my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now, to our EMTs, to our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for help keeping us free and safe. Thank you very much. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the secretaries working in those overnight offices, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working on all the oil rigs across the Alaska and across the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, Wyoming, up into Montana. Hello, William and the gang up there. Plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. A special shout out also goes to our friends working the Merchant Marine on the ships. And let's not forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the White House said today that President Trump apparently has come in contact. He's been exposed to the coronavirus three times, and he's not yet been tested.
That's what we understand at this hour, Captain. It looks like he has been exposed, as you say, I believe, to contact with supporters and other contacts at CPAC, for example. There was an attendee there that tested positive for the coronavirus. But here's the thing, too. The very fact that this story is out there sort of shows that, you know, perhaps it's not quite so easy to get the coronavirus as long as you maintain, you know, the washing of your hands and these kinds of things. The president can hardly avoid close contact with people, obviously. But if they do test them, perhaps they'll put out the results of that. Hopefully it'll be negative, obviously. But it is something that I think will help to drive home that this is a serious issue, but perhaps we don't hit the panic button yet.
Well, Congressman Doug Collins, who was exposed to the coronavirus through the individual that they're all talking about, and again, we don't know who that individual was, shook the hand of that individual. Plus, he also shook the hand of Donald Trump, and he also then flew on Air Force One back to Washington, D.C.
Exactly right. So, again, you know, as they track this thing, and, you know, because it's not just even through handshaking, but there's also, of course, you might have the virus that is you know, comes out of somebody's mouth or nose if they sneeze or cough or this kind of thing, and if that gets inside of you know, onto food or any of these kinds of things, then it could very well transmit the virus. So most unfortunately, this is something I know that they hope to avoid, obviously, but we'll see how this develops. But it also shows that the president is in the same boat as everybody else, basically, in the country. And this is why we need to pull together. This is why we need to encourage our local, state, and federal leadership to take the right measures here and keep the politics out of it.
And there was an aircraft yesterday, I believe it was a Continental airliner, that took off, and somebody on the plane started sneezing and coughing, and they immediately turned the plane around and landed back where they came from and took the passenger off the plane.
Exactly. And that's the atmosphere that we're going to be in for a time, I believe, because everybody is on edge. Everybody is trying to be doubly careful, obviously. But what we've seen, for example, the yesterday captain in Italy, the prime minister, issued what amounts to a countrywide lockdown or a quarantine, telling people to stay home. Now, some people, they say they can travel if they have to travel for work, although some reports that we've seen show that the enforcement of this may not be complete, but it is indicative of the idea of trying to stop the spread of this. Italy has not been fortunate in any of this. Israel, as we know earlier today, also imposed a 14-day quarantine for anyone entering the country, and that shows the real serious nature. Will that happen here in the United States? Well, that remains to be seen, but again, it all has to do with whether or not we can contain this at this early stage.
Well, we're not going to engage in coronavirus hysteria like the Democrats are, but we're just going to state some facts here. The SEC has told their D.C. employees to telecommute, in other words, to do their work from home on their computers. The White House said that the airlines were clashing on data requests to track the infected line of the people that were coming down with it, or that they knew they'd come down, to try to figure out where they'd come from. We know now that high blood pressure patients are at greater risk of virus death. We also know that anyone above the age of 80 stands the highest risk if they happen to get this. We also know that Boston canceled their St. Patrick's Day parade. We know that the head of the Port Authority in New York City tested positive for the coronavirus. We also know that the House has tamped down the talk of suspending the session. They were talking about doing that for the benefit of the coronavirus thing. But the NBA, and this is kind of strange, I've never heard of this, the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, and MLS, Major League Soccer, are closing their locker rooms, not letting anybody in there except the players and members of the team, their representatives.
That's right. This is out of an abundance of caution, but you're right. It's unprecedented.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, who's hanging on my telephone right now. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, like many people do, and some of you are up right now on the radio listening to me because of the fact that you are suffering with pain, I want you to check something out here. I want you to check out Relief Factor. Now, arthritis, they can help you. Back pain, they can help you. Neck pain, they can help you. Shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, muscle aches in general, and pain in general. They can help you with a non-narcotic product called Relief Factor. And let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. All you have to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you can find relief just like I did 3 years and 11 months ago. In a couple of weeks or so with the 3-week quick start. Take it the way it says to take it to begin with, and it should work for you because in about 81% of the cases, the people that buy Relief Factor off this program, they turn around and they stay on it. Now, that's what they're telling me at the Relief Factor offices in Seattle. So, $19.95 is what it costs for the 3-week quick start. You can find it by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and all you got to lose is pain, right? All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want you, you have a story there, and we don't want to alarm anybody. That's not what we're doing. We're telling the facts here, folks. We're just giving you the facts so that you can be properly informed
and do what you need to do about this coronavirus thing. Now, the CDC is urging older Americans to do something. What is it, Kyle?
Well, Captain, Dr. Nancy Messonnier, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, she's the director for the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. She's giving some recommendations for folks starting at the age of 60, saying that there's an increased risk of disease from the coronavirus, and risk increases with age, of course, she says. But here's an interesting thing that she talked about in her press conference. She says, these are the, which I'll get to in a second, these are the kinds of recommendations I've made to my parents, she said, and this includes stocking up on certain household items or groceries or medications as well, to get ready in case you had to stay home for a period of time. So, as you said, Captain, it's not an alarmist thing, but what they're finding as they study some of these different COVID-19 cases, and they've gone over more than 70,000 of them, according to the World Health Organization in China, they find that people over 60 might have a significant risk from this virus. So it's simply, I think they're simply urging prudence. And you don't have to, you know, go and buy out all the toilet paper at Costco or anything like that, but you might want to get some extra medicine. And if you have neighbors or friends or family members, maybe get a sort of a supply line together if you had to, and maybe they could help you out in case you didn't want to venture out for whatever reason.
And what I would suggest is if you, whatever your hurricane preparedness kit is, like for example, in my area or around the Gulf States or whatever it is that you use out there in Tornado Alley to keep yourself stocked up, just do the same thing. A couple extra cans of soup, a couple extra cans of, Spam, whatever, dry goods, you know, things that don't spoil right off the bat that you can keep for a while. Because, again, if you have to quarantine, it's going to be a minimum of 2 weeks in place.
Exactly right. And of course, we haven't seen any real mandatory quarantines yet.
Unless you're on a cruise ship.
That's right. Unless you're on a cruise ship. And you're right. And that can.
And go ahead, because I got to tell somebody. I got to tell everybody about what happened to me yesterday with a cruise line.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I was simply just going to say that, if we have any school closures or depending on what local school districts want to do and so forth, then you might have your kids home anyway, and they're going to want to eat something, so you're going to probably stock up on that too.
So I get an email yesterday from a cruise ship line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe it's a press release, right? I'll take a look at it and see what it is. And it was offering me, and I haven't been on a cruise since my wife was alive, and I forget when we went on, I think it was 2009 or something like that. But I got an email, and it said, special, discount special, $399, 7 days, 7 nights, all inclusive, $399. And it was the Princess Cruise Lines, the ones that just had the two big cruise ships where they had the problems.
Right.
I don't think so.
Well, exactly.
I do not think so.
Well, they're getting hit real hard, and so they're going to be trying to get these special deals out there. But you're right, because I think as the U.S. government has said, really it's not a good idea for any Americans to go on a cruise ship at this point.
Right.
And that will change. And I think that's important, too, to emphasize, Captain, that we are going to get through this. This will, be something that we're going to be looking back on here not too long from now, I think. But right now, we just simply have to be practical, we have to be prudent, and we have to work together. And so that's right. So right now, you have to take certain measures. But I do believe that we are going to get through it, as I think most Americans believe as well.
By the way, I got a suggestion here from a listener, Christopher, in Orlando, and he says, in replacing the barrier through old eczema and psoriasis soak and seal strategy, I would suggest that you make a dilute solution of water with a dab of shampoo or conditioner combo with some soap of some sort into a bottle or container that you could use to just spray a little bit on your spray or put a little bit on your hands to keep your hands clean. It will do the same thing as hand sanitizer.
Oh, interesting. Well, I think you're going to find a lot of people trying to sort of make, you know, makeshift hand sanitizer and this kind of thing, especially when the shelves are bare. And but what I've been told is that typically the stores get their shipments very early in the morning. So if you get there early in the morning, you have a better chance of being able to get something like that off the shelf at the drugstore, that kind of thing.
Well, our compadre James in Clearwater sent me this last week, and we talked about it, but I'm going to throw it out there again as long as I just got that one. It says you can make your own hand sanitizer by mixing it solution of 2/3 isopropyl alcohol and 1/3 aloe verde in a bottle, and then just use it like as if a dishwasher bottle. Use it that way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, this is good old-fashioned American ingenuity and bootstrapping yourself in a time of crisis. That's right. That's how you beat these kinds of things because what they're telling this captain is that by vigorous hand washing and staying away from surfaces and this kind of thing and making sure you're not touching your face, that is going to go a long, long way. However, there are some underlying health factors and these kinds of things that people have to be aware of and be extra special careful with.
Yeah, very much so. And folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we are just kind of tidying up things here about the coronavirus because we're going to move on to something different right now. Today, we got some polls out there that show a double-digit lead for Joe Biden over Bernie Sanders. And, of course, Sanders needs Michigan as a big win with the delegates that are there to try to pull closer to Joe Biden. And I don't know. Yesterday we saw Senator Cory Booker endorse Joe Biden. He said, and I quote, he'll restore honor to the presidency. Really?
Well, I don't know, that's a talking point from him for sure, but it's that kind of thing. But yeah, I think
that is if he remembers what honor is.
Well, right. Well, but I know that Biden will likely do very well in states like Michigan and so forth.
Well, not necessarily, because remember Hillary was way ahead of Bernie in 2016 about the same sort of scenario, and Bernie came out of nowhere and won.
That's very true. That's very true. Well, again, you know, we'll have to see how it develops, but the shift towards Biden, we'll see if that holds. Because whether or not it's a shift towards Biden or it's a no vote to Bernie Sanders and socialism. Mm-hmm. And you know, Captain, just briefly, I heard Bernie Sanders on his town hall meeting on Fox News, and he was asked the question about socialism in relation to the Soviet Union and mm-hmm. this kind of thing, which I thought was a very good question. And he talked about, well, we're going to, I'm just paraphrasing here, we're going to have socialism without the authoritarian rule. And I just about gasped, because it's like, wait a minute, all the things that Bernie Sanders seems to loud about the Castro revolution and all this kind of stuff, it's inherently authoritarian.
Yep, and hold that thought. And folks, the media is stoking fear into the public, trying to get you to react the way that you've been reacting. And it's just, you got to cut it out. Get a little common sense going here. It's not as bad as they're making it out to be. And I'll be right back with more. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're also going to be talking about hourly
wage earners getting help.
President Trump speaking in the White House briefing room on the coronavirus as he looks for ways to help the American worker during this critical time.
So that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck. Be working with companies and small companies, large companies, a lot of companies, so that they don't get penalized for something that's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's not our country's fault. This was something that we were thrown into, and we're going to handle it, and we have been handling it very well.
And the market taking a huge hit, the Dow down just over 2,000 points, and the Grand Princess finally docking in Oakland, California. Folks sick taken off the ship and transported to area hospitals. Others will be taken off in waves over the next few days and flown to military bases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition, and we're broadcasting live and in living color. It's a much warmer night down here tonight than what it has been over the past couple of three nights over the weekend and whatnot. Got a little nippy down here, but it's not too bad now. Temperatures in the 80s down here where I'm at for the next several days. But this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And their website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They'll give you insurance for your car or your truck that you're driving or even your motorcycle, your ATV, boat, RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo. And they can help you out with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico Insurance Agency or online. You can go online to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can actually get a policy quote there and be taken care of and never see an agent if that's what you want to do. So Geico.com brings you this portion of the program, Geico, G-E-I-C-O. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've got the price of oil. Okay, yesterday at one time was down to $29 a barrel, and it finished off the day yesterday, starts out the day today, West Texas crude trading at $31.13, down 32% from where it was the day prior. Brent crude is at $34.36, down 31% from where it was the day prior. But here's where the rubber meets the road. The day before, gasoline, wholesale, truckload, plane load, pipeline load, ship load was $1.30 a gallon. Right now, today, it's $1.14 a gallon without the taxes. Now, you told me out there in California, your gas tax is $1 a gallon?
Yeah, about that, exactly.
So that means that your price, short delivery, would be $2.14 a gallon, whatever the delivery would be. Maybe it would bring it up to $2.35, $2.40 or something like that. And you were telling me you thought you could see gasoline below $3 a gallon or right around $2.99 soon?
Well, right now, in my area here in Orange County, we're hovering around the $3.45 level. So it would take a little bit, you know, to get down there, but, you know, almost 50 cents or so. But you never know. You know, that's about what it is. But I paid like $3.55 this last weekend, and here in California, you think, oh, that's a deal. It's not $4, you know. So, but it's still a lot of money.
Well, with what I just told you, especially across the South where the gas taxes are a lot cheaper, I would dare predict that sometime within the next 3 to 5 days, maybe sooner, we're going to see some retail gas prices for $1.99 a gallon.
Yeah, and that would really be something. And in the short term, that would be a real boon for consumers, no doubt about
sure.
that. Because every time you lower the gas price, it's almost a de facto tax cut because
mm-hmm.
people have more money to spend.
And if Thomas the Suicide Jockey thinks he's busy now, just wait till the prices hit $1.99. They'll be driving everywhere.
Yeah, no kidding. But the damage, depending on how this oil price war goes between Saudi Arabia and Russia and the implications for the U.S. shale oil industry and the oil industry in general, you know, that could have a long-term deleterious effect on the economy, obviously. But in the short term, you're right. I think a lot of people are going to enjoy much lower gas prices.
Now, let's talk about Texas for a minute, because we know the Democrats in Texas are serious about trying to take that state back and turn it blue after many, many years of trying, and we know they're trying to do it now. And there is a statewide voter drive right now to unseat Donald Trump there and to make the state blue. I'm not sure how they're doing, but somehow or another, I don't think that that's going to work very good, because part of what they want to do there is take some of the guns back from some of the folks that own them. And I don't think in Texas you're going to do that to the good old boys.
No, Captain, not at all. Texans are very particular about their Second Amendment rights. There's no doubt about that. But the Democratic Party has launched what they call a statewide voter expansion program. So it's a voter registration of a lot of new voters in Texas. They may feel that they're buoyed by the idea that Beto O'Rourke almost caught Ted Cruz.
The guns are.
But, of course, see, here's the thing. All they need to do is they need to repeat everything Beto ever said, and as part of the context of what it means for a Democrat takeover in Texas. And I think the message would be quite clear. Now, of course, President Trump, he won that state handily over Hillary Clinton, 52 to 43%.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is the Philadelphia Bar Association, which is by no means conservative, is advising the resistance of ICE, and they're doing it. I don't know if they're charging people money for it or not, but they're actually telling the people how to stay clear and away from ICE.
Right. Well, they're using words, Captain, like police state, to describe what the ICE, you know, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are doing or need to do, and a lot of times they come into courthouses and they're able to effect arrests or do other work, that kind of thing. But what they're doing, of course, is they're trying to put it into this context that, you know, this is like stormtroopers, not Star Wars stormtroopers, but Nazi stormtroopers, that kind of thing. And somehow it's completely un-American, and that's not the case, but it is interesting that they are trying to gin this kind of stuff up.
Now, our Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, has told Russia that the U.S. just wants an orderly oil market. Good luck telling the Russians that, huh?
Well, from what we saw happen with Vladimir Putin, and whether or not this is a big ego contest between him and Saudi Arabia, which in a lot of ways it is, the world depends on predictability and orderliness. And that being said, you can't sometimes impose that, but even Putin has to understand that you can't throw things into turmoil. I mean, you hear some of these, you know, Politico people, raging about Donald Trump, how he's, he's unpredictable and he's rash and all this kind of stuff. No, Trump actually understands the idea that you have to have some kind of orderly character or predictability in business. Otherwise, everybody hunkers down. And so I believe he's going to use the full weight of
whatever he can do. Yeah. Did you hear about the Wells Fargo bank directors that quit before getting grilled by Congress? Congress was going to call them to testify, and they all quit.
I heard something about that. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Yeah.
And how about New York Attorney General, the New York Attorney General telling Jim Baker, remember him, the pastor?
Yeah, Jim Baker from TV.
Yeah, to stop hawking the silver solution as a COVID-19 cure. It's not.
Well, yeah, that's Attorney General Letitia James from New York, and she essentially sent them a cease and desist letter, saying that their segment about the silver solution stuff could have essentially misled people, believing that it could somehow kill or take out the COVID-19, coronavirus.
Yeah. And then finally, Israelis Benjamin Netanyahu is asking for the corruption trial to be delayed that they're going to bring against him. By the way, he's trying to form a government right now, 2 seats short.
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, there's a lot going on, especially now with the quarantining in effect in Israel and this kind of thing, the peace plan and all these different things. So I'm not surprised he wants a delay in that.
Yeah, and the Surgeon General has said, folks, and here we go, this is his quote, not mine, the virus will get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, and that sounds very ominous, and it's their job to try to predict these things and to use what information they have on hand. But all this is like, it's like civil defense. This battle is going to be won when people are prepared, when they're knowledgeable, and when they have the means to be able to do what they need to do in order to help stop the spread of this virus.
Yeah. Now, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Oh, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to listening to your great little broadcast, and we will talk to you again tomorrow night, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate having him on the program. He's always just a wealth of information, as you well know. And I appreciate the fact that there's so many people listening to us on the internet right now. We have a lot of conversations going on here right now, not only in the chat room, but also via the email. And let's see here. There's one coming right there. Shampoos containing an SDS, sodium desidyl sulfate, commonly known as sodium lauryl sulfate. He's telling me, this is the fellow that just told me, he's telling me how to make the mixture to get the same thing that James told us in Clearwater. So there you go. Alrighty, I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we've got some things going on out there across the country tonight. We'll let you know about it, and don't go anywhere, because this is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live and in living color all across the United States of America and wherever you're listening to us. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We're going out of west, we're riding.
oldie but goodie, the California Sun Song by the Rivieras. Many, many moons ago, way back in the 60s. That was when Annette Funicello and Frankie Avalon were doing the beach blanket parties and all that stuff. Remember that? There you go. So how about that one? But anyway, that was by request out there for our gang listening to us out there in California. And we appreciate everybody that's tuning in wherever and however you're tuning in to hear us. And, of course, we got a bunch of people in the chat room. We'll say howdy to them in a minute. But let's get started with the weather brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, a storm system across the central U.S. and northeast will bring widespread showers with a wintry mix across the Great Lakes and the upper northeast. Heavy snow is possible for northern Maine tonight and today. Strong to severe storms with damaging winds may form in the plains today as well. And a system approaching Southern California will produce heavy rain portions across the desert southwest early in the week. Now, there is some snow that we're going to see in the San Bernardino Mountains as well as up in Northern California, north of San Francisco, up around Redding. So there will be some snow in those areas for sure, and we might even see some further inland towards Reno, Lake Tahoe, in that area as well. There is some rain also over in the eastern part, the high desert tonight of California coming out of Barstow, so be advised of that. And the other weather we got out west right now is some winds from Reno south on down into Fresno, California, on pretty much a straight line all the way down there, right along the state line. And then up in Montana tonight, we've got some high winds. And as a matter of fact, 4th of July has got a high wind warning on it tonight, 4th of July. So you'll have that to contend with. And some rain over in the eastern northern part of Montana, over there towards North Dakota, up on the Canadian line. Got some winds in the western part of Wyoming tonight, some winds in the eastern part of Idaho. If you're coming across and headed up towards Idaho Falls, Pocatello, you'll have some winds in that area. And then coming across tonight, let's see, Nebraska, central and southern Nebraska. Right now you've got some fog in that area. Last night you had some snow that went through there. Tonight you got fog to deal with. And coming over into Wisconsin, there's rain in the Green Bay area. It goes down towards just north of Milwaukee. You got some windy conditions in Milwaukee. Out west of Milwaukee, over towards the Iowa line, you've got some rain over in that area. Now, up in the Upper Peninsula tonight of Michigan, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you have some snow tonight up there, and there's also some windy conditions around Traverse City. And down below Traverse City, down around, it looks like Battle Creek, you got some showers in the area there, over across towards Canada. And then we have got a little bit of, let's see, it looks like there's a little bit of snow maybe up in upstate New York along the lee shore of Lake Ontario towards Watertown. A little bit of a band of snow there. Nothing all that much to talk about at the moment. But if you're going up into Maine tonight, if you're going up to get that load of French fries and up there in Presque Isle or Caribou, you are going to have quite a bit of snow to deal with up in there once you make the turn and you start headed up north off 95 up towards either one of those places. You are going to have snow, so be advised of that. And then coming back down into the south, looking good all the way down towards Florida. Got some scattered showers over in the east coast of Florida tonight between Daytona and Lake Okeechobee. And we've also got some scattered showers in northern Mississippi. That's pretty much been the case all week long up there, by the way. So it's sticking to its thing. And Alabama, you've got some scattered showers up along the Alabama-Tennessee line, too. So that's where we have some weather right now to be looking at. Now, keep in mind your Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. And not your daddy's truck stop by any stretch of the imagination. Now, I've stopped at a couple of Flying J's in my travels here in the last few weeks and stopped in there and said howdy howdy to some folks and all that. And again, I would definitely recommend them to anybody that's out there because of the fact that if you go into the pilot travel centers, you could find a McDonald's, an Arby's, could be a Wendy's, could be a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen with their whole lineup of great food, could be a Chester's Chicken, could be a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell. Could even be a full-service Dunkin' Donuts with their full menu that they've got now because they're not your average Dunkin' Donuts anymore. They sell more than donuts and coffee, I'll tell you that much. And Denny's, of course, and the Flying J's, nice sit-down Denny's, Huddle House Restaurants, or a Moe's Southwest Grill. Check them out. See what you have to, what they have to offer because, after all, they are definitely stepping up into the high cotton these days, taking care of the truckers and everybody that's out there. And to Catwoman and Road Dog, hope you guys are doing well tonight. And we heard from Terry in Nashville tonight. Sue, the dispatcher, is on the airways tonight. And Brooke is there, and Major Mac is there, and Maria in Germany was there earlier. She's gone now. We've also got Cousin Vinny tonight. Hey, Cousin Vinny, how the heck you doing? Al in Nebraska is on the line tonight. And let's see, who else we got up in here? Oh, Zach. I saw Zach there earlier. Hello, Zach. How you doing? And Tammy was in there a little while ago. I don't know if she's still there. Terry up there in Nashville, Tennessee, he's been in there tonight. And I'll have to get back to you, Richard the Marine, on that one. I'll have to tell you off the air, so I'll send you a message via this chat room that you're in about the question you just asked me. And everybody's just having a good old time in there, just chatting back and forth. Al and Kyle's in there, Cousin Vinny, Terry, Zach, Richard the Marine, Eric the Trucker. Eric, you didn't tell me where you're at tonight. Amanda's in there. Sam the Paper Man. Sam the Expert Paper Relocator's in there. Lynn, our friend up in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, is there. And those are the folks that are in there tonight that are just sitting there observing and talking back and forth amongst each other. Now, coming up after the top of the hour, we're going to talk some more about the situation with the coronavirus. We're going to give you an update. Matter of fact, there's something that's out there, and I have been debating whether or not to put it out there. It's called the Coronavirus Survival Guide. And I'm thinking about taking that link and putting it up on my Facebook page for everybody to see. But it's just a common sense thing to how to get through this together. Because, again, they're making... And good morning, Mel. How the heck are you doing? And, he's asking me for a request. All right. I'll see what I can do about that one, Mel. Okay. Well, we'll be back. Here comes the music. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is rolling along here. And Mel, I'll see what I can do during the break. Maybe I can find that. Who knows? But, it's a great day in the neighborhood and a great day to be, here in Florida because we got some really nice weather. This is going to be the picture postcard day today. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.